Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and I am just replacing a couple of shiurim that were a little too staticky for listeners to be able to understand clearly. So in a couple of days, Rabbi Novak will be back. So let's begin with Baba Basra, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. And the Mishnah tells us, Hashut ven shirotzu la'asos machitza b'chatzer. Let's say that there are two partners, joint owners, and they want to build some sort of partition in their common courtyard. Bonin es hakosel be'emsa. In that situation, they put the wall in the middle. Makom shenahagu livnos gvil. In a place where the practice is to build such a wall out of rough stones, unprocessed stones in their natural state, guzzis, or smooth processed stones, kfisin, which means half bricks, or levanim, which means full-size bricks, bonin. Then they build using whatever the accepted local material for such a thing would be. Hakol k'minag ha-medina, whatever is the common local practice. Begavil, with the rough stones, zenosin shlosha tvachim, each person gives 3 handbreaths. Vezenosin shlosha tvachim. So this one and that one each give 3 handbreaths. A handbreadth is about 3 inches, so each one would contribute about 9 inches worth of stone to the thickness of the wall. Beguzzis, when it comes to processed stones, smooth stones, zenosin tfachayim umechsa, vezenosin tfachayim umechsa. Then when it comes to the smooth stones, each party would give 2.5 handbreadths. Again, a handbreadth being approximately 3 inches. Bichvisin, when it comes to half bricks, zen no saint fachayim, vizen no saint fachayim. So when it comes to the half bricks, each of them contributes 2 handbreadths, or about 6 inches worth of half bricks. And bilvenim, when it comes to whole bricks, zen no saint tefach umechsa, vizen no saint tefach umechsa. Then each partner, each member of the courtyard who owns this property, must contribute a handbreadth and a half worth of bricks. And the Bartnero explains the reason for the different sizes. For example, the smooth bricks are obviously they're polished, they're flattened, they're cut to shape, as you're familiar with most of our walls. Whereas the rough bricks, they have projections that stick out. So you need to allow more room to account for the projections because they haven't been cut to shape. And when it comes to the half bricks versus the whole bricks, the half bricks have to be cemented together. So there's space in between. Each one puts bricks on his side, and there's mortar in between to attach them, which is not necessary in the case of whole bricks. So this is why there are different measures depending on the different materials that are used. So each party contributes towards this common wall. Lefikach, getting back to the Mishnah, im nafal hakosel, if the wall falls down, hamakom v'havanim shel shnehem, then the place that it occupied and the stones themselves or the bricks themselves are common property, and they would divide them evenly. So if the wall took up a certain amount of space, half of the space is on one person's property, the other half is on the other person's property. If they have stones from a wall that collapsed, which can be used for some other purpose, then again, they divide them evenly because each one contributed half. Moving on to Mishnah number 2. V'chein begina, and the same law applies when it comes to a garden. Makom shenahagu ligdor, in a place where the common accepted practice is to build a fence around such a thing, mechayven oso, then the joint owners can obligate one another. So if I'm an owner and you're an owner and you want to put up a fence, even if I don't want to, you can compel me because that's the common accepted practice. About bevika, but when it comes to a field of grain, makom shenahagu shelo ligdor, ein mechayven oso, in a place where it is not the common practice to put a fence around a grain field, you can't make a joint owner chip in because it's not something that's normally done. Ela imrotze, kones latoch shelo ubone. So if one of the partners, if one of the joint owners wants to do this and the other one doesn't, he can only fence off his own portion of the field. So he would have to withdraw to his area and then he can build the wall there. So he puts some sort of sign, some sort of symbol of the property boundary on the outside to demonstrate that this wall is only on his property and not on common land. Lefikach, therefore, im nafal hakosel, if this wall that one of the parties made on his own land falls, Hamakom Vavanim Shalo, then the place that it occupied and the stones belong exclusively to him, because he built it only on his own land, not on joint land, and he used only his own building material, not common property. Im asu midas shnehem, but if the two of them agree jointly to build in a place where it's not required, bonin es hakoso b'amtsa, they put the wall in the middle, v'osen chazis mikan u'mikan, and they put a sign on either side to indicate the boundary, that it's joint property, this is on his land, that's on his land. Lefikach, therefore, im nafal hakosel, if the wall were to fall down in such a place where it's built in the middle of their two properties, Hamakom v'avanim shel shnehem. In such a case, the place that it occupied and the stones would belong jointly to both parties. Join us tomorrow, and I hope that we'll be able to continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.